Hello and welcome to Battle of the Ranking Factors. It's been a very, very long time because I had a child. Well, I didn't, but a child. I am now a parent. And so that happened, the holidays, all sorts of things. So we're back. We're going to be doing this regularly. Yeah, we're going to do it more casually also. So if you have anything that you want us to talk about when it comes to SEO, topic ideas, you want to be on the podcast, feel free to message us and, you know, we'll figure out a collaboration. It'll be fun. But today we're going to talk about how to know if your SEO program, agency, yourself is working. What KPIs or key performance indicators should you be looking at when it comes to SEO to know if you're having success? And then also we're going to touch on how to know if an SEO audit or pitch from another company is legit, because there are a lot of SEO sharks out there that are misleading, and we want to make sure that you are aware of that. Jess, how are you?
I'm okay. I think I'm getting over that like winter holiday fatigue, and I'm finally getting like that energized, like it's spring. Things are happening. I can go outside again without freezing. It's nice.
I'm filing that under
things. I'm ready to be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm filing it under things that you love to see, which is great. All right. So let's talk about KPIs for SEO. If I were to ask you, do we freeze? Am I back? All right.
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. All
right. Cool. If I were to ask you, what are the best KPIs to track? Now, this is super general. We'll get into specifics later. But if I were to ask you what the best KPIs are to track for SEO, what would you say?
There's quite a few. I'm just going to handle like the handful of ones that when people are like, what KPIs are important to me? Usually I tell them impressions. So that's the visibility that you're getting within the SERPs. Your organic sessions, which are the engagement on your site, and organic goal completions. Those could be anything from form fills to someone subscribed to your newsletter to whatever you kind of are tracking. I feel like those are the big like three that I feel like every single report should have. But you know, there's a couple additionally. You could talk about keywords, click-through rate, traffic from target cities. Those ones, I think, kind of depends on the client, you know, I think, or yourself. Like, what are you really trying to get to? Whatever data you're including or you're tracking for, you should be able to paint a picture for you, kind of however you understand that. Connor, you can add to that. There's a bunch of different tools that go along with this, too, which is another thing.
My dog is trying to play. So... I think the only other thing that I would add for like a large, gigantic company with a website that has hundreds of thousands of pages, I would include like a technical score, site health, as it's not necessarily a KPI, right? Because you're not going to say like you improved X percent on your site health, because that's, you know, just not how that works. But I think there should be a general touch base, at least in your reporting, about your site health. Especially for those super large businesses that have tons and tons of pages. The only other thing I would add is
I also feel like...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was only going to put the technical too. Like, I feel like that's the one that when you're getting scammed, that's the one that they always want to pull out a technical audit for you. And it's like a bunch of fluff. So just something too, that's a benefit of including it, is being like, hey, we know that when you're getting poached, it's for... sometimes a lot of reasons, technical things that they think they can call out. So if you're already including that, you're already kind of setting yourself up to be the trusted resource when people are getting poached.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
The
only other thing I would add too, for in general, is obviously you want to focus on keyword growth. But we'll get into this more for the audits that are misleading, but keywords for your site on page one are kind of the only ones that you should care about. Total keywords are fine, but if they're on position 99, they're never going to drive you traffic, and it's really easy to gain total keywords. It's hard to gain those page one rankings. So I think either, you know, if you want to report on total keywords on page one, that's fine, or if you want to report on keywords that are actually driving traffic to your site, that's probably more valuable. And you can get those from a variety of tools, whether it's GSC, GA, SEMrush, Ahrefs, whatever. Always reference our blog. We'll have a total list of like where you can find these KPIs. So if you want to check on if whether it's your agency that's doing work for you, or you want to, you know, double check on your in-house SEO, you'll be able to find where these KPIs live. So you can kind of double check who's telling you these stats. If we were to go to e-commerce, because it's a slightly different thing, right? Instead of just driving traffic to your site, you need to actually sell products. What are some KPIs that you would want to reference for e-commerce specifically?
In that respect, you'd want to look at sales from your organic channels, your top selling products, and the keywords that are helping those products rank. And then time on page for top products versus those struggling products. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times I feel like a lot of people have an idea of kind of what your top products are, but looking at kind of what you're doing for those products versus those struggling products and having that information is a good way to start to kind of be like, okay, like this strategy didn't work and this one did, and kind of start comparing the two to kind of see where you can kind of meet in the middle there.
Yeah, for sure. I think, one of the things you really want to pay attention to is user experience and engagement for e-commerce. You want people to come to your site and easily find the product that they want to buy, engage with that page, and then buy the product. It's hard for user experience is obviously an SEO thing. They play a part. It is a ranking factor, especially with Core Web Vitals coming up. We'll have an episode on that eventually. But it's hard to kind of influence them from like an SEO perspective. So I would say, you know, if you're an e-commerce site, just interact with your site as if you were buying that product. And if you get frustrated, then you know you have a problem. But if you think that the buying process is seamless and you're like, oh, this is great, I'm here for it, I didn't have any weird issues, then you're probably fine when it comes to user experience. But you also want to pay attention to bounce rate, time on site, time on page, average session duration, a lot of those page experience metrics in Google Analytics, because it'll give you a good idea if someone's frustrated with your page or not.
And to add to that too, which I'm sure we can go into depth a lot about like how to get consumers to stay on your site, but I feel like a lot of times, like especially like you're a user, so when you're looking at products that you're buying that you consistently go back to, is it that the language is more fun? Is there a layout or a site hierarchy that they're using that just really works that you're appreciative of? Mm-hmm. I recently bought a tent, which I spent hours researching, and I kept going back to the same one, even though it might not have been the best bang for my buck. But the information was clear. I felt like they were engaging with me every time I went to the site. And so I ended up buying via them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just kind of thinking about that too, like you guys are buyers, especially now everyone's buying everything online. So yep. Kind of it's okay to switch it up and kind of see what works. Sometimes even changing like the color of things helps people engage differently. So definitely think about it in creative ways.
Agreed. And also this is not a KPI whatsoever, but do not have pop-ups. Nobody wants them. No. Nobody likes them. It's bad for user experience. It's going to affect your page speed scores. Get rid of your pop-ups. Nobody wants it. So let's talk about, what about just like a generic blog, right? There's so many businesses right now that are built on getting traffic to a website so that you can, you know, sell ad space on your site. It's a whole industry that's built off of that. And I feel like a lot of it is journalism based, and there's not a lot of people that are thinking about SEO when it comes to just a straight up blog that is trying to get as much traffic as possible. So if you're, you know, obviously we've given tips about how to rank better. We've done kind of your basics for SEO, page layout, all that kind of stuff. Now, what kind of metrics would you want to be looking at or paying attention to when you're literally just trying to drive as much traffic to a site as possible?
So for kind of that aspect, looking at bounce rate, this is like a weird one. It's not technically a ranking factor, but it does play into other KPIs, mm-hmm. which includes the amount of time people are spending on the site. And once you get people to your site, you want to keep them there as loyal users, as well as pages per session. That kind of plays into the time on site too. So if you're seeing that super increase in bounce rate on something, you know, kind of maybe look at optimization. Is the layout weird? Is there like a super slow loading time? Is the information not up to date or accurate or whatever? You know, those are kind of, I think, kind of those big three right there.
Yeah.
And I think too, I think bounce rate though too, you gotta be careful because I think some people get super, super hung up on bounce rate, but you have to remember that bounce rate is normal too. You just wanna make sure that the balance between the amount of people coming to that page and site is equal to the amount of people bouncing off kind of, you know, you wanna make sure that that balance is there.
Yeah, and you need to know what pages on your site are going to have a higher bounce rate. Like your homepage should probably never have a high bounce rate, right? Your homepage should be a very low bounce rate. But those more informational Q&A based pages, the quick hitters, the contact us pages, that kind of stuff, those are going to have higher bounce rates, and that's okay. So you need to pay attention to your bounce rate on a page by page level, but never like, you know, site total bounce rate is kind of, it's not really the best metric to pay attention to. And I want to backtrack for a second because I don't know if we made it necessarily clear, but if you're thinking about e-commerce sites, just a blog, really any website that you'd be running, the first set of KPIs that we gave you are going to be important no matter your business, right? So your impressions, sessions, goal completions, keywords, click-through rate, target city traffic, that one's a little bit local business dependent, and then site health. You're going to want to pay attention to those KPIs for every single business site no matter what. But the subtle differences that we talked about kind of fall under e-commerce or a blog.
Yeah, I 100% did not clarify that, so thank you.
Yeah, we got a little fast. We got a little aggressive there. So the last thing that I had mentioned in our intro is that I wanted people to get a better understanding of when they're being scammed, because no matter what industry you're in, there's going to be shady businesses that try to take your business. It's not just SEO, it's any marketing, it's any sales, it's any advertising, it's literally any business, any service, whatever. There are going to be shady companies out there that try to take your money and don't provide a good service. I feel like it's really easy to spot those when it comes to SEO. So I wanted to give a small rundown of ways that you know you're being scammed. And then Jess, I'll let you add to it. The first one is if an SEO agency or company comes in and says, I guarantee you a certain percent increase in traffic, sales, or keywords. Doesn't automatically mean it's a scam, but I would question their methods, because you can do everything right when it comes to SEO and still not see performance improvement. It's not, you can never guarantee that. I've had clients ask me like, oh, what, within a year, what percent increase do you think you would get? And I always answer like, and you know, take a shot. It depends. It depends on the industry. It depends on your users. It depends on your site. It depends on your third parties. It depends on everything. So I just wouldn't trust an SEO agency that's saying, I guarantee you, you're going to see an X percent increase in traffic. What I would trust is an SEO agency that says, we average our performance for all of our clients and this is what we see. That is more fair, because that's based off of a case study, that's based off performance history. Saying just, I guarantee you this percent increase is not, I don't like it. The next point is really keyword focused, right? So if an SEO agency comes to you and says, some weird things when it comes to like, I can get your site ranking for X keywords, I would run from that one. And here's a few examples, because this one's a touch complicated. If you're a small local flooring company and you get some kind of audit that says you aren't ranking well for Home Depot, they obviously don't know your industry. They obviously don't know what you should be ranking for. Run away from that, because you're not going to rank for Home Depot if you're a small local flooring company. You should be ranking for your business name and maybe some Q&A terms and some products that you sell, services that you sell, but you shouldn't be ranking for just Home Depot. That's insane. If you're a small family grocery shop getting sold rankings for the keyword bananas, it's super general. Why would a small family grocery shop in like Plainfield, Illinois rank well for the keyword bananas? It's not going to do anything for your business. And then second, it's going to be almost impossible to rank for that keyword. And then third, another good example here is a small family donut shop that's being told that they can outrank Dunkin' Donuts for the term America runs on Dunkin'. Not going to happen. You are a small local shop. Yes, you have donut in your name, but that is Dunkin' Donuts' slogan. They are going to rank well for that. And then the final note of just a thing, if you hear the word hack in a pitch or an audit, run, because there are no hacks to SEO. SEO is takes good, quality, thoughtful work. You can't hack Google. If you can, then that's impressive, but you can't. Jess, do you have anything to add when it comes to audits?
I think, too, I'm always weary if someone... One, sometimes I think that they'll send you these super in-depth reports that feel like you're over your head when you're looking at them. Mm-hmm. I suppose 90% of the time, it's fluff, right? They're trying to impress you by showing you all this data, all these numbers, all these things that they probably think you don't have a good grasp of, because they're trying to kind of be like, but we can help you understand and show you.
Yep.
A lot of times, it's about cutting through that. Additionally, I think if anybody comes up with like a unique, crazy term for something like goal completions or like backlinking or anything like that, like question it.
Yeah.
I know we always joke that there's like a million different titles for SEOs, SEO ninjas, gurus, whatever. And we make fun of it, right? There's like a bunch of variations. Mm-hmm. But unless if they're trying to sell you with like some fancy namesake or term for something that's just data, they're probably not quite as sure as what's going on there. Yeah. But additionally, too, if you have questions about this, I was going to say you can call us at 1-800-SEO-SPAM, but you can't really, but you can send us an email and we can 100% look and try to help you out.
Yeah, it's we've seen so many audits at this point from, you know, other companies, and we won't name any, but we're real good at, I can probably tell you if it's a scam or not in like 30 seconds. It's usually pretty obvious. I like the point, Jess, that you brought up about like using a weird name for a traditional metric. So like if someone changes the name of like organic sessions to like something super fancy sounding and techy, and like they have their own name for organic sessions, like why? It's just an organic session. Like it's the same thing. Like it's people coming from an organic listing to your site. It's an organic session. You don't need to call it something super fancy. I think pretty often you would see a company that uses like weird terms for common metrics. They probably also use the term hack. And that makes me cringe, and it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah, and I think too, I mean, like you want to work with people who are going to be transparent with you.
Yep.
So if they're ever trying to do like all this fluffy stuff and they're not, you know, they're being like super, I think like, especially with SEO, because it depends, like overly positive about everything. I feel like you need to definitely, you don't need to do a lot, but even just Googling some things or asking, again, like Connor's mentioned, your current SEO provider, like, can you just pull me a recent report of this just to kind of see where those are? And then feel free to ask. A lot of SEO specialists, they do want to like communicate with you. They want to be transparent with you, and they are. So don't, you know, it's fine if you want to try something new, but just make sure you're not getting swindled out of something that's already working. And I think that that's a big one.
Agreed. Yeah. No, that's well said. I think we've touched on all, you know, the basics of KPIs for SEO, how to know if an SEO audit or pitch is legit. One last thing I wanted to add for that. If you're in a sales, you know, meeting with an SEO company, I think one question that you can kind of pinpoint if they really know their stuff is asking them what they would do if year over year traffic is down. And just see what they say. And if they say like, oh, it's never down, then you got a problem. Like, you know, if they give you some kind of response of like, that won't happen, or like, we have, you know, it's never happened to us, we have foolproof methods, like, then they don't know exactly what they're doing. Definitely make sure they have like a holistic answer to that.
I think something too, which you might not agree with, but I think another way to kind of cut through some of that kind of like bullshit is if you don't understand what they're saying, ask them to break it down more for you.
Yep.
Any good estimate specialist worth anything will be able to break it down continuously for you so that you 100% understand the strategy and what's going on. And if they can't break it down for you specifically and show any kind of true metric there, or they just kind of keep going in circles and beating around the bush about it, you might want to question it. So just something else to think about.
Agreed. Yeah, for sure. I think it's well said. I think we've touched on all the KPIs, at least from a really basic high level standpoint. There's obviously going to be specifics. Ask your SEO provider, ask your in-house SEO person, have a conversation about what metrics matter to them, know what metrics lead to sales or business or whatever for you, and then collaborate on that reporting. Like Jess said, if you ever need an audit looked at, or like if you have a pitch and you're like, I don't know if this is legit, you know, feel free to DM us on Twitter or, you know, email us or whatever. We'd be happy to take a look. And thank you for listening. If you want to hear any topics about SEO, please let us know. Want to collab, please let us know. Follow us on Twitter. Do whatever you want to do. Leave us a review, please, or not. I don't really care. Read our blog, and we will talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks.